but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup.
Moving pitchers from the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pitchers with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Lined up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the
Armbrook. The great gladiator, the gladiator, la fait encore une fois une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standardbred Canada. Norm Borg from the studios at Radio Carlton Raceway in Ottawa, Canada, as we take our little trek around the province and check out all the upcoming action that's coming our way from the many smaller centers. One of those centers, small geographically but big in harness racing heart, is Clinton Raceway in Clinton, Ontario. And we'll be visiting there. We'll be visiting London as well, and Western Fair as they count down to their huge Molson Pace. And we'll talk to Hiawatha Horse Park in Sarnia as they get ready to kick off their season of harness racing. But right now, let's go to Clinton Raceway, track announcer, the godfather, the dean of harness announcers, Frank Salive on the other end of my line. Frank, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, it's just a real treat and privilege to be here, Norman. That was a great context you put in for Clinton Raceway there, that it's small in size but big in harness racing heart.
Well, you know, and congratulations to Ian Fleming, who manages to do what he does there year in and year out. You know, things like Legends Day. What a fabulous day. I mean, and that place is packed, and it's not just because it's a Sunday in August, the very best, the legendary drivers come to Clinton. Just an example of how much harness racing heart that town has.
You know, that's the critical mass that you hit on right there, that, you know, without the people and the events there, that it would be, you know, a city of 3,000 with a fair board track and wooden seats. But because of the people and the attractions, it has a special, irresistible ambiance year in and year out.
That is so true, and what a tremendous place to visit. There, you know, to me, a Sunday in the summer under the sun is not complete unless I'm looking out over the Clinton backstretch.
Well, that says it all. I mean, I look down from our press box there at Clinton every Sunday, and there's people right out there. They can almost touch the horses over the fence, and they're at the picnic tables and having just a great time. And, of course, the fact that it's a May through September racetrack really helps, too, because almost always we catch the best of the weather.
Yeah, now let's talk about what's coming down the pike here at good old Clinton. Of course, there's OSS. That always draws a big crowd, but take us chronologically through some of the big events going on there, Frank.
Well, it's going to be an outstanding year, starting with opening day on Sunday, May 3rd. There's really a clever t-shirt campaign designed by Jessica Kosis up there. Mm-hmm. And the opening day t-shirt said, on the front it says, "I attended opening day 2009 at Clinton Raceway." And then on the back of the t-shirt it says, "But all I got was another lousy t-shirt." So that was a crafty little campaign. But there's a widescreen TV home theater system being given away on opening day. And later on in the year, the Jeff Gordon NASCAR simulator is coming.
Really?
The Ontario Sire Stakes, all kinds of theme days like Rideau Carlton does for the surrounding municipalities.
Mm.
And, of course, the legendary now Legends Day, which has been a biannual huge attraction dating back to 2001 and the inaugural.
Yeah, well, I remember attending the Legends Day back in 2005, I guess it was. And it is such a treat to watch. You know, here's John Campbell. Here is the Wayne Gretzky times five of our sport coming to Clinton, which is not too far from his hometown of Elsa Craig, of course, but still, coming to Clinton to race, he could have been down at the Meadowlands or Chester or someplace else making huge jack on the commissions, but chooses to come to Clinton. I mean, that is special.
It is, and he's kind of been the ringleader for it. You know, he kicked it up to another level, and what's really great about that is the guys are there and relaxed, and they step up to the fence and do great interviews and autograph signings for the fans, and it just makes this fair board track in this small town so quaint and so attractive and so special and so irresistible. A lot of people, you know, give me funny kind of looks when I talk about the summer Saturday nights in Hanover or summer for Sunday afternoons in Clinton until they experience it. And it's kind of like the kid in the candy store or the second coming of Christmas every year.
Thank you. Well, you know, I remember, you know, working up at Hanover and making the trek to Clinton as a fan and even sometimes to fill in for the Godfather himself. And I'll tell you, you're right. It's not summer without visiting those tracks on a regular basis. But really, again, you know, a lot of kudos have to go to Ian Fleming. He does wonderful work up there.
Well, that's where it starts. You know, it comes from the top down at Clinton Raceway. And I would venture to say tracks like Clinton and Hanover are so well interspersed into their communities. You take when Hanover starts on Saturday night, May 2nd, you know, lots of the town folk will be turning out. And here's a track really removed way up there, Hanover, that has a $100,000 race, you know.
Dream of Glory,
Dream of Glory, and then, of course, the Balanced Image later in August. So it is really, really special May to September in the Midwest of Ontario.
Sure is. They don't call it Lawn Chair Lane for nothing down at Hanover because people literally do come by the hundreds on the tarmac, I'd say thousands, especially on a Dream of Glory night, with their lawn chairs.
You know, as Danny Gallivan, the late voice of the Montreal Canadiens, would have said, he would have said the tarmac is festooned with lawn chairs, and you just can't move for the lawn chairs there on a summer Saturday night, and it's just so great to be there and to be a part of the action.
Well, racing is looming ominously on the horizon then for Clinton and, and Hanover Raceway. Both tracks, you are, of course, the track announcer at. Let's take a look at the big one here. My second home from the time I was five. It's a place where you hang your hat, Frank, and that is Western Fair Raceway. What a great summer season is planned over at the half-mile oval there.
Well, it's an October through June racetrack, and we're just coming into the heart of the season, as you know. Let's face it, it can be a grind through the winter months, like any of our Ontario racetracks, through the worst of the winter weather months. But now we're coming into Molson Pace time, and the Ontario Sire Stakes returns. The City of London series always brings us some great horses and great performances. So this is the real meat of the season in the upcoming 12 weeks here in London.
I want to give a special note of congratulations to all the people at Western Fair for doing this, and I'm talking specifically about the partnership you struck with A-Channel. It has given you such great publicity every Molson's Pace. A-Channel, of course, sponsors a number of your races. What a great piece of corporate outreach you've done.
Well, you know, the sportscasters there, Norman James and Brent Lale and Merrick Sutherland, do a terrific job. We have Pete James on the radio here in London.
The other guy,
he's a dyed-in-the-wool harness racing fan. And I guess it all fits as a package deal because right here within a 100-kilometer radius of London is the heart of the breeding industry and a lot of it in Ontario. And the local media is just exceptional at their harness racing coverage.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize just how chock-full of great breeding operations are in that region around London, Ontario. The Sealsters, the Wind Songs, the West Winds, you go on forever. But let's talk about the pace, the Molson's Pace. This is edition number what now?
This is going to be 37 this year because of the slots construction and reconstruction in 2003, I believe it was. There was no Molson Pace. But this is started in 1972 in its current form, and the first one was won by the double Hall of Famer Jack Copas, as you know, Norm.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year we had the biggest upset in Molson Pace history, as you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we can do to top that, but I know in the next 6 to 8 weeks that things are really going to be buzzing here. And we have an outstanding list of 38 nominations.
Yeah, who's topping the list there for the nominees?
Yeah, all three of them are back from last year. The top three finishers, Eagle Luck is back on the nomination list, and Grand Ben Turbo and Silent Swing. Tiger Rama was the beaten favorite last year,
mm-hmm,
after drawing post 7 for the championship final, so that added an interesting dimension to it. Shadow Play is on the nomination list.
Nice.
Chased Sunbeach Somewhere all last year. And I could go up and down the list. Horses that have done here well in the past, like Maltese Artist, has been a big factor.
One of my favorites
of the Molson Pace. So it's just a star-studded list. Remigade Bruiser might be here. So we're going to find out on May 22nd just who's in the Molson Pace eliminations.
Well, you know something, you know, this goes to something I've been meaning to ask you. I don't know if you feel the same way I do. I would think so, because most of your race calling now is on half-mile tracks. You can say what you want about half-mile tracks being predictable, the inside three, usually the best ones to really win the thing. But when you've got a field of eight class horses, top class horses, racing on a half-mile track, doesn't get much more exciting. I mean, last year's Molson's Pace proved that, didn't it?
It sure did, and it's, you know, the days are gone when it's just, you know, sit in the old Indian file fashion at the top of the stretch and then take your shot. Well, those days are long gone, and they're out in racing nowadays, and, you know, the old phrase is pace makes the race. Well, the 55 half felled Tigerama last year and cleared the way for the monumental upset, so who knows what's going to happen this year. That's why we race them, and that's what's so great about racing.
Yeah, and, you know, taking a three-wide park out to the opening quarter, Mark McDonald, that didn't help either. You ended that race by calling it one for the ages. I think it's one for the ages in the annals of Frank Salive race calling, and that was last year's Molson's Pace. Let's take a little trip down memory lane here, Godfather, and play the final quarter of that, will you, Chris?
123, 27 and 4 in the third quarter. Silent Swing looking to conquer Tigerama. They turn for home in the 2008 Molson Pace, and it's Silent Swing, Grand Ben Turbo, Eagle Luck on the far outside. Eagle Luck and Grand Ben Turbo, they're hitting the wire three across. It's an upset for the ages as Trevor Henry and Eagle Luck have captured the Molson Pace.
There you go. Classic, baby.
Well, you know, it was just a kind of a set of circumstances where I did get a glance at the odds board. And, you know, it isn't the biggest odds upset in the history of world horse racing, of course, but it was, in the context of the Molson Pace, over 25-1, the biggest upset as it pertained to this London event.
And this is what gave me goosebumps, because, again, half-mile racing, half-mile track racing, to watch the way Trevor Henry was able to thread the needle. He found some racing room just past the three quarters with Eagle Luck, managed to go three, four wide. And how many regular horses go four wide on a half-mile track in the stretch and win? Not many.
That's true, and he, you know, just everything fell into place. And, you know, Grand Ben Turbo won a terrific race. Silent Swing, he raced great because he went first over, and he wasn't beaten all that much. And, you know, there's so many storylines pertaining to whether Eagle Luck will repeat. A lot of people just tugging at the heartstrings a bit would love to see Robert Shepard healed up from his injuries in time to drive Silent Swing again this year in the Molson Pace eliminations. But, you know, there's so many variables out there and so many storylines that are going to unfold in the next 6 weeks down here.
Well, this is the first time we've really done this Hot Stove League for public airwaves, Frank Salive of Western Fair. I certainly enjoyed it as we look forward to the upcoming seasons, both at Clinton and, of course, the one that's in full swing now, Western Fair in London. Molson Pace runs what night?
The eliminations are May 22nd, and then the Gala Championship Final is May 29th, and there's also a Sire Stakes Gold Final that night for the three-year-old pacing fillies.
Mark me down. I'll be there.
It will be great to have you back home, Norman.
Yeah, home is home, let me tell you. Frank Salive, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Trot Radio.
Thank you so much, Normie. It's a pretty easy sell with the best of the season upon us from May to December down here.
And we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Trot Radio as we tour the province of Ontario with the many smaller centers that are opening up their tracks for the summer season, some seasons more extended than others. And this one in particular is Hiawatha Horse Park in good old Sarnia, Ontario, and their track announcer, race secretary, is Dave Walls, who's on the other end of my line. What a big season this is going to be for you folks at Hiawatha Horse Park, Dave.
It sure is. We start May 2nd and kick it off with a Kentucky Derby in the afternoon and our signature Looney Nights, and they always bring out the crowds. The Dollar Hot Dog, Dollar Pops, and Dollar Programs just seems to have some newbies flock to our center, so hopefully we'll capitalize on some new attendees this summer and try to hook them on harness racing.
Boy, you said it with newbies, and I think that nothing else will draw them in like adrenaline will this summer. That's an exciting new event, a preliminary or rather an inaugural edition of it put on by Standardbred Canada, and good old Hiawatha Horse Park is going to be the host.
Yeah, very, very pleased. Mark Heatherman from Standard Bred Canada and also a lot of other people are going to make this happen as they did with the Extreme Racing. But with this one, it's going to be over 4 days, so the 20th to 23rd. And the big thing I'm sure most people will be happy about is their demographic is 19 to 35. So that's who we need to get in there. Thursday to Saturday, that's going to be the demographic. And then Sunday is going to be more of a family day. Lots of things featured, beach volleyball, Battle of the Bands. There's a pageant, lots of food competitions, lots of things to get the local eateries involved too. So also going to try some different things, like not quite to the extreme level, but some different types of racing and maybe a Canada versus USA and just anything we can try to interest people on both sides of the border.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head with, you know, getting that 19 to 35 demographic. They are the lost generation. And what it looks as though Adrenaline is seeking to do is to have a party and then have a harness race breakout, which I think is brilliant.
Exactly. We're going to try to divide up the days and try to get people there early and then try to keep them later for the harness racing. And, you know, obviously the brains at Standard Bred Canada, hopefully they've got, you know, everything in a row, and they'll be able to do that for us because we haven't been able to do it ourselves to say on a continuous basis. We also obviously have some good nights and some bad nights, but it'd be nice just to get people there and have a big, big atmosphere and make it a very exciting venue for them.
Well, you've got the geography. You're close to the U.S. border. You're in a very pretty area geographically, blue water country. I think this is going to go very well for you. Tell us about some of the other racing events coming up. Now, you have the Slots Cup again.
Yeah, Slots Cup, obviously, our feature race, and we go in involved with Western Fair, Hanover, Clinton, and Hanover, so they have divisions of $12,000 throughout the summer. It starts June 26th at Western Fair, then it goes to August 30th, and September 12th will be our final. And last week, year, it was nice. Estrella's Flash, a horse that wasn't expected to win, 14-1 long shot, and Larry Smalls won it. And a lot of the patrons that came from all of the other tracks were very happy. They had $4,000 to split amongst the top three horses, so a lot of people are very happy, and the OLG has been very good in this promotion, and that's what it should have been right from the very beginning, so hopefully they'll keep on board and we'll keep making it a bigger and bigger event.
OSS events planned for Hiawatha include?
We've got four. Starting in July, we've got our three-year-old Philly Trotters. The 13th of August, the two-year-old Philly Trotters, and then we've got some paces in September, three-year-old Philly Pacers on the 10th, and on the 24th, we've got the two-year-old Colt Pacers. So.
Well, it sounds like an exciting summer at Hiawatha, culminated, of course, with the Adrenaline Festival, which I've already marked down on my calendar, so I'm gonna, when I get back to Rito, I'm going to need a rest from all my fun at the tracks. I can tell you that. Dave Walls of Hiawatha Horse Park in Sarnia, we want to wish you the best of luck this coming summer. I got a feeling you won't need too much best wishes, because I think the way things are lining up for you guys, it's going to be a great year.
I hope it is too, Norm, and hopefully we get some better weather than a lot of the tracks had last year, and then we can capitalize on some of these audiences that we do bring to the venue.
Let's do it. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. Trot Radio is a production of Standard Bred Canada. Technical producer Chris Knowles. Executive production by Board Communications.